A group of scientists are reporting a remarkable discovery today, an ancient skull that could overturn our view of what our earliest ancestors looked like. The researchers say the skull is twice as old as any hominid skull ever found. Its owner lived between 6 and 7 million years ago, just about the time our ancestors branched off from the rest of the apes on the evolutionary tree. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The skull was found 4 days' drive into the middle of nowhere, the Sahara Desert in Chad. 7 million years ago, there were trees and grasslands. Today, you navigate the sand like sailors do the sea, with a global positioning system. The team was led by French paleontologist Michel Brunet. Unfortunately, Brunet is currently in Chad and unavailable. But Dan Lieberman, an anthropologist at Harvard, has seen the skull and will never forget it.
Brunet came to Harvard in October, and I walked into the lab early on Monday morning, and there he was sitting at the table, kind of grinning from ear to ear, and he handed me the skull. When I sat down and I started poring over it, and I suddenly realized what I was looking at.
Lieberman uttered an expletive and says Brunet started laughing.
I mean, I'd never imagined a skull like this. It doesn't fit any preconception I had about what fossil humans should look like.
More recent human fossils, such as the famous Lucy, if you look from the side, still retain a long snout that sticks out like a chimp's. But this fossil was several million years older than Lucy, and yet the face was already flat, like modern humans.
I mean, that's astonishing. I mean, you don't expect to see a modern face in one of the earliest, perhaps the earliest, hominid skull ever found.
This skull, it seems, comes from an entirely different and previously unknown kind of ape that was running around 6 or 7 million years ago. Maybe it was this animal, and not Lucy's branch of the tree, that eventually gave rise to us.
It means that we know nothing. That's really what it means.
Anthropologists have been feuding over the details of our family tree for a while, which branches died out, which one went on to produce us. But now, it's as if an extremely strange-looking relative has walked in the room, one no one knew existed.
I think this is probably one of the most important paleontological discoveries in the last 100 years. This is going to fundamentally change how we think about human evolution.
The discovery team describes the skull in the current issue of the journal Nature. The creature had a small head which sat right atop the spine, suggesting the animal may have walked upright at times. A big ridge of bone juts out over its eyes. Maybe, the authors speculate, something to impress potential mates. Was this the face that eventually became ours? Bernard Wood is an anthropologist at George Washington University.
That's a big step. It's a big step to take one fossil and then to go through lots of cabinets of fossils in East Africa and Southern Africa saying, no, sorry, you know, before this fossil was found, you were a perfectly plausible human ancestor. Now, because of this fossil, we have to relegate you to a side branch. That's a pretty tough call.
Wood says this is an absolutely stunning find, but it's too early to say this is our direct ancestor. Wood expects that there are more strange-looking skulls buried in the sand somewhere. Consider this, he says. Today, there is only one kind of crocodile in Africa. 7 million years ago, there were probably 3 or 4 types. He expects there were also several types of apes back then, only we haven't found their bones yet.
Will we ever be able to put a label on one of them and say, that's really 99% certain to be a human ancestor? Probably.
If researchers can find more fossils. The other remarkable thing about this discovery, he says, is the man who made it. Michel Brunet, the team's leader, had recently suffered a heart attack. Doctors revived him and operated. Then Brunet went marching back into the desert, miles from any hospital. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.